Every Tuesday, Current State takes time to focus on environmental news and issues. There's been a growing concern recently about an invasive species of snail that's turned up in Michigan's Ausable River near Grayling. The U.S. Fisheries and Wildlife Service describes the New Zealand mud snail as a horrible hitchhiker. The agency says the tiny snail can consume up to half of the available food in a stream and may outcompete or displace aquatic life, which native fish species depend on for food. It says the disruption might result in reduced growth rates and lower populations of economically important fish species. Our next guest says too little is being done about recent discoveries of the New Zealand mud snail. Here in Michigan, Tom Baird is president of the 600-member nonprofit Anglers of the Ausable. He joins us by phone from between nowhere and nowhere, actually near the community of Emigrant, Montana. Mr. Baird, welcome.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
DNR says the New Zealand mud snail was first collected in Michigan 4 years ago in the Boardman River, but more recently, a lot more has happened. Could you bring our listeners up to speed, please?
Right, Mark. Well, the mud snail was originally discovered in Idaho and Montana, and more recently in Michigan in the Boardman and the Pure Marquette and the Ausable River. In the Ausable, we were doing some sampling in connection with pollution permit in the fish farm up in Grayling, and one of our scientists discovered the mud snails directly downstream from the fish farm. We reported that to the DNR, and you know the rest of the story.
Well, our listeners may not, though. I mean, the DNR acknowledges they acknowledge the presence of these snails in the Ausable, but you still generally are frustrated by the state government's response to this. Explain why.
Right. Well, for starters, you need to know that this mud snail is very dangerous. It reproduces asexually, which means that it only takes one to infest a body of water. They increase rapidly, and they displace native aquatic insects. So when one of our scientists discovered these mud snails, we asked him where they were, and he said they were directly below the new fish farm at the old Grayling fish hatchery, and he couldn't find them anywhere else. So we asked the DNR and the DEQ to immediately inspect the fish hatchery to see whether it was the source of the mud snails, and also to determine whether while the infestation was localized, whether there could be some fix or cure to the problem. The DNR and the DEQ just refused to go into the hatchery. They said the owner wouldn't allow them in, and they declined to get a warrant to go in and take a look. Since then, the mud snail has spread both upstream and downstream and into the mainstream of the Ausable. And the danger there is to the aquatic insects that the trout feed on in the Ausable. The trout and trout fishery creates a major economy for the Grayling region, and it's now jeopardized by this infestation. We still don't think enough is being done.
And we'll also point out, isn't it true that the hatchery was recently given permission by the state to expand its operation?
Right. It had been operated by Crawford County as a small tourist attraction with a very small number of fish, and it has been given a pollution discharge permit and an aquaculture permit, which will allow it to expand greatly. I think the proposal of the owner is to expand from under 20,000 pounds of fish per year up to 300,000 pounds of fish per year. That'll release a lot of pollution, a lot of fish feces. That required a pollution discharge permit. That's what went to litigation, actually, and that's why we had scientists on the case when the New Zealand mud snail was discovered.
And that's an expansion of a factor by about 15, if my math is correct here. Let's talk about the action the DNR has taken. Again, they do acknowledge that the snail is present in the Ausable and near the hatchery. It has developed what it says is a stringent set of stocking requirements for the hatchery, and this was done back in August. Was that the right response?
No, it wasn't. It's not stringent, or at least not stringent enough, for three reasons. First of all, It applies only to stocking of the fish in public waters. For example, taking them out of the fish farm and putting them in a pond somewhere. It doesn't apply to transporting those fish for slaughter, for food at all. So there will be no controls on that, and there will only be these minimal controls on stocking transportation. And second, the whole plan assumes that fish won't eat the snails before they're transported. And as I mentioned earlier, these snails reproduce asexually, so it only takes one snail in an entire load of fish or the water they're being transported in to start a population somewhere else and infest another body of water. The DNR, as you will note, says that the possibility of transporting and spreading the snails is very low, but it's not zero, and it should be zero. I mean, we should not be taking a chance of spreading intentionally another invasive species in Michigan. If you think back to the quagga mussels and the zebra mussels and what they've done to the Great Lakes, this stands the chance of doing the same thing to our inland lakes and streams. And all of this is exacerbated by the problem that there isn't any known treatment once an infestation becomes widespread.
Tom Baird is president of the 600-member nonprofit Anglers of the Aussabel. He says too little is being done about recent discoveries of the New Zealand mud snail here in Michigan. The Boardman, the Pier Marquette, and the Aussabel all have the snail has all been noted in all of those rivers. In a letter you shared with us from a week ago, this is from DNR Director Keith Cray to you, about this situation, Director Cray refers to, quote, the absence of a confirmed positive sighting in rearing units at the hatchery. Can you explain what that means exactly, that no snails have been found in the rearing units? How important is that?
Well, it's not important at all because no one's gone in there to inspect the units. They are what you call raceways. What happens is water from the east branch of the Aussabel is diverted. It goes through raceways in the fish hatchery. That's where the fish are raised. And then the water flows back into the river, which may be the reason mud snails wound up just below the hatchery in the east branch of the Aussabel. But it doesn't mean much to say that no snails have been seen in the rearing pens if no one's gone in to look.
Well, in that letter from a week ago, Director Keith Cray also informed you that the DNR is planning to inspect the grayling. Well, let me back up just a little bit here, though. Where does it come from that no snails have been found in the rearing units? Somebody said that.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask Director Cray about that. I have no idea. We haven't been in to inspect. Our scientists haven't been allowed in to inspect. DEQ and DNR, to our knowledge, have not been in to inspect. Don't know where that statement came from.
Again, in that letter, Director Cray also informed you that the DNR is planning to inspect the grayling hatchery. Has that taken place? So that has not taken place?
To our knowledge, it has not taken place. Remember, these mud snails were first discovered just below the hatchery in early June of 2016. It's been over, 4 months now, and there's still been no inspection. The problem with that is, upon discovery, you want to get in there right away and take a look and do an inspection for epidemiological purposes to decide whether or not the fish farm was the source of the infestation or not. It may have been, but it's not the only possibility. And that opportunity has pretty much been lost now because of the passage of time and the spread of the snails, which do move by themselves, and they move by being eaten by other fish, birds, etc., as well as people using the river. So the longer the time goes on, the less opportunity you have to pinpoint the source of an infestation.
We have about 30 seconds, Tom Baird. These New Zealand mud snails are quite small, but they're highly adaptable and can take over an area. As a fisherman, have you begun to notice an impact on the Aussable at this point?
We haven't noticed an ecological impact, but we have noticed, and DEQ and DNR confirm it, that the mud snail is beginning to spread. We don't know yet what the effect will be, but we'll be watching it closely.
Tom Baird is president of the Anglers of the Aussable, a 600-member nonprofit group. It says too little is being done about recent discoveries of the New Zealand mud snail here in Michigan. Tom Baird, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Current State focuses on the environment every Tuesday. Our past segments can be found at WKAR.org, and our efforts are supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For still more news of the Great Lakes environment, you can check out GreatLakesEcho.org.